ממוכרס השבוס, מיום אביכם ישראל מהצנופו, שבר שבוסו ישצמימו ישציינו. The Torah tells us that you've got to count Mimochras HaShabbos, which means the day after Yom Tov. Miyom Aviyachem es Oime HaTnufa. From the day that you bring the Oime HaTnufa. Oime HaTnufa was a korban of Sa'irim, which was the first cut of the Sa'irim was brought by the Kohanim on the Mikdash, and you weren't allowed to take, you weren't allowed to eat from any of the new produce until you brought the korban ha'oima, which is basically what today you call chadash. You walk into any bakery in America, they ask you, is this yoshen, is this chadash? Because no new produce is allowed until after the korban ha'oima was brought. Today, it's not the korban ha'oima, it's the day after Pesach that's matter, the new produce to be eaten. Is the Torah tells us that when do you start counting? You start counting from the day after Yom Tov, Mochas HaShabbos, which is Yom Tov, Miyom Aviyachem, from the day that you bring the Oimah Tznufa, the Korban Oimah. And in Dvorim, Shiva Shavuos Tispaloch, the Torah, you got to count 7 weeks. Mehochel chermesh bekomo. From when you start cutting, the actual translation of chermesh bekomo is when the sickle hits the standing up corn. That means when you start cutting the corn. Tochel lispo shiva shavuos. That's when you got to start counting the 7 weeks. The shaila is, why is Sfiras HaOmer connected with Oime HaTznufa? Sfiras HaOmer is something counting for Kabbalas HaTorah. Something that's counting for Kabbalas HaTorah. Why does the Torah tell us every time you count Sfiras HaOmer, it's Miyom HaViyachem Es Oime HaTznufa, it's from the day that you brought up the Korban Oime, Mehochel Chemesh Bakoma, from when you start cutting the corn, the first time you cut the corn, that's what you bring to the as a Korban Mincha, to the Beis HaMikdash, which is matter, all the rest of the corn to be eaten. What's Tochel, that's when you start Shiva Shavuos. Torah could have told us, you want to, Kabbalah HaTorah in 7 weeks' time, from the day after Yom Tov, that's when you count for 7 weeks. What's it always told you, why is it always dependent on Hochel, Keremesh, Bekomo, or from when you bring the Korban Oimer, from when you start cutting your first produce, that's when you start counting. If you look at the history of Klal Yisrael, I don't know if everybody knows it, but there's a tefillah that was mischadish, not from the Anshei Knesset Sagdela. It's like a kinnas, which we say Avarachamim. Now there's different halachas when you say it. But the halacha is that even on a day where you normally wouldn't say Avarachamim, during Sfiras HaOmer, every Shabbos, even if it's a Yom Tov, where there's a bris, where the other halachas, Rosh Chodesh, you always say Avarachamim. The Taz brings down Avarachamim. If you look, Avarachamim is a tefillah about, it's like a kinnas, which is about the Yidden that were Moisa Nefesh on Kiddush Hashem during the Crusades. Now there's two Crusades. There was a Crusades in the Rishonim's times, when I think it was Richard the Lionheart went to Yerushalayim. And as he plunged through Europe, he killed out thousands and thousands of Yidden. Either they bow down to the cross, or they get killed. And he killed thousands of Yidden then. And at that Kufa, it was Eis Sara Liyankov, and Yiddish blood flowed like water. And they made special kinnasim in Medinas Ashkenaz, in Germany, in Poland, that whole area. They used to have special yetzras, which they said on these Shabbosim during Sfiras HaOmer, the Zecha, the Tzoros that Klal Yisrael went through. Avarachamim, at that Kufa, was Miyusad, as a Zecha Nishma. So if you take a look through the Pasuk, Shemosa Nashal Kedusha Hashem, Yizkrim, Elekein HaToiva, Shibia Yizkoi, Rinkai, Inkas Dam Avodov, Nibayin Shem should take Nakama on the Goyim. And then there was another tkufa, where the tkufa of Tach and Tat, which is 1649, the tkufa of the Shach, if you ever read The Adopted Princess, that tkufa was where the Chmelnytsky went through Europe on the way to Yerushalayim, to Yoshki's official kaver, and on the way he plunged through Germany, Poland, and he wiped out all the Yiddish communities, and there was thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of Yidden that were burnt in shuls alive. And all the stories that you hear of the Middle Ages is the Chmelnytsky pogromim. And on that, there was Avarachman was made, and there was a kinusim, which some of us don't say, but I think the Yekas used to still say the Yetzras on these Shabbosim. And the Shaila is, it's not a Shaila, but it's very interesting that Dafkin, the Tkufa between Pesach and Shavuos, one of the two biggest historic tzoros of Klal Yisrael besides the Holocaust, which is Chmelnytsky and the pogroms of the early the Rabbeinu Tam's Tkufa, was the Betzim, the biggest tzoros from the Zman of Beis HaMikdash. Since the Beis HaMikdash was Chorov, then came the Spanish Inquisition, but thousands of Yidden in one shot wiped out, communities wiped out, up till the time of the Holocaust, there was never anything in history like the times of the Crusades. And if you look through the halachas, you'll always see that there's always a mention, and this tkufa where there's Hilchos Sefirot Ha'Eima, the Taz brings down that even though according to some Peskim, you're allowed to shave after Lag Ba'Eima, depending on where you hold from Rosh Chodesh or from whatever, the Ktzas Avelus, says the Taz, you always kept till Shavuos. Says the Taz, why? Which is a lot of people in Makwin, could be you can shave, but you don't make chasnas till after Shavuos. Machmas Gzeres Tof Tof Nun Vav, which is the early, which is Rabbeinu Tam's time, is going back over a thousand years, about a thousand years ago. Shehoya Ba'Ashkenaz, which was in the Medinas of Ashkenaz, which is basically Germany, Poland. Ben Pesach La'Tzeres, Kamashim of Furush, the Yetzers, because of those Gzeres, say even though he says we, the Averus of Rabbi Akiva, even those who hold that you can shave after Lag Ba'Omer, but there's a Ksas Avelus we still keep, says the Taz, during those days, because of what went on during the Cossacks when they came through. And the Shaila is not why, we don't ask why, but it would seem that the Zman of between Shavuos and Sukkot, the same way as we always talk about Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av was when the First World War and the Second World War broke out. And you always say Tisha B'Av was a Zman which is Mesugal, which is for pronius, for punishment, and all what happened in Klal Yisrael all surrounded the first Beis HaMikdash, second Beis HaMikdash, the Holocaust all started on Tisha B'Av. There seems to be some sort of understanding why during between Pesach and Shavuos is it Yimei Hadin that caused that these sorrows, Dafka, not Tkufa, happened. There's a very interesting Nekuda here. Chazal tell us, Miyom Haviachem is Oima HaTznufa. Why do we always mention, and there's a Chinuch, the Chinuch brings it down, why do we mention always in connection to counting Sefirot Ha'Eima, do we talk about Eima HaTanufa? Eima HaTanufa basically is Panosa. That was the Panosa of Klal Yisrael in those days. Everybody had their own fields, and everybody was happy that their crop grew, because that was their Panosa. The stocks went up. Says the Torah, Eima HaTanufa, you can't eat from your new produce, even though it's a big simcha for you, until the first part of it is brought up to the Beis HaMikdash. That's matter you, that gives you a heter to go ahead and cut the rest of your produce and eat. And Oima Atznufa, Heichel Chomesh symbolizes Panosa. And yet, in fact, Sefirot Ha'Eima, you would say, is symbolizing Torah. and Torah, these two totally what we'd call two different worlds in our Hashkafa, we look at it, there's the Parnos on one side and there's Torah on the other side. And the Torah always puts it together. The Torah seems to always put Miyoyim, from the day when there's a Simcha that you matzliach in business, from that day you start counting Sfiris HaEima to Kabbalah HaTorah. The Chinuch says, what's the whole meaning of Sfiris HaEima? Why do we have to count? Says the Sfiris, says the Chinuch, because the Ikar and the reason why Klal Yisrael were taken out of Mitzrayim was Kadesh Yikablu Torah Mishenei. It was an order to get Torah from Har Sinai. And Be'etzim, that's why Klal Yisrael were taken out of Mitzrayim, or else he could have left them there. He didn't need them. He needed them for one thing, the Kabbalah HaTorah. And because that's the Ikar of Yiddishkeit, and that's the whole reason why we are a chosen nation, in order, because of Kabbalah HaTorah, so in order to show ourselves a certain love for Torah, and to show and to impress on our souls how choshuv Torah is, we count every day, one day, day by day, in order to have some impression of how choshuv Torah is, until we hit the 50th day, which is Kabbalah HaTorah. It's like a person, some sort of marshal, you know. And well, I used to hear Bochrim, you know, how many days is it to the end of Zman? Well, how many days is it on my left till a guy is getting married? I've got 25 days, 24 days. He's counting the Shoach Avivas. We have a mitzvah of counting each day in order to show or impress on ourselves the Chavivas of what Torah is. Mitzad Sheni, says the Chinuch, the reason why we have to bring the Korban Oimah, why do we bring a Korban Oimah? Why do we have to we can't eat from our produce until we brought up this Korban Oimah, says the Chinuch. Shemakirin, because it shows that everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'chadosh, anything new produce is awesome in our Torah, until we bring to the Ribbono Shel Olam this first produce. And to show, this is, and he says, Amar Dikazach, V'zeh Yisoid HaBitochen. And this is the Yisoid of all Emunah and Bitochen in the Ribbono Shel Olam, that we're makir, that everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, the first thing I do, I take Maisa. This belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I can't eat, I can't have a no. I did a business deal. The first thing is, I can't have enough from the business deal. I made $1 million. First 100,000 to Ribbono Shel Olam. Before I even think about it, I can't even have enough from my fields until I've given it to the Ribbono Shel Olam to impress on myself, to show that everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And it's interesting that these two nekudos go hand in hand the whole time. The Torah tells us twice in the Torah, in the mitzvah Sfiris HaEima, when do you start counting? You start counting from the day you bring the Oimah. Torah is choshuv. Torah is choshuv. 100%. But when do you start counting? From the day you bring the Oimah. From the day that you are matzliach in Panosa. The day that you are matzliach, you're living in Eretz Yisrael. It's an Eretz Zoas Cholav Devosh. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave you a Merdika Hatzlocha. We have our own land, and you have your own business, and everybody was matzliach. You've got to know one thing. Bring the first cut to the Ribbono Shel Olam. A mincha to the Ribbono Shel Olam. From then on, it's all yours. Until then, also. Because everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It all belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And only the Ribbono Shel Olam's, whatever he wants, that's what goes. Where do I start counting Torah? Where do I start showing chashivas of Torah? From the day of that simcha, where I can already have enough from my business deal. From the day that I already sowed the land, I worked on it, I waited the whole winter. It grew gewaldic. The rain came at the right time. And it grew beautifully. And now I'm ready to have a muridik, a simcha, that I can have a no, I can now go and sell my produce. I made my deal, says the Ribbono Shel Olam. From that day on, that's when you start counting Sfiras HaOma to Kabbalas HaTorah. If you think a bit deeper into it, the Ribbono Shel Olam put these two things together, Torah and Derech Eretz. Torah with Panosa. And it's not stira, as long as it goes hand in hand. When Torah is controlled, or Torah is the Ikka, and it starts together with the Panosa, with the Hatzlocha of Panosa, then you can stay in Eretz Yisrael. But where the cutting of the produce becomes the Ikka, and Torah is thrown out of the window, and the Sfiras HaOma, the Chashivas of Torah, goes out the window, then you don't even have the Simcha of cutting your own field in your own land. That causes Golos. That causes Ma'ira Din. Yeah, you may have Sfira or you may have Din. Because that's the Ribbono Shel Olam's test. When do you start Sfiras HaOma? When do you start counting for Kabbalas HaTorah? Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, you know when you count it? When it goes hand in hand on the day that you cut your produce. On the day that you bring the Korban Omer to the Beis HaMikdash. And you show the Ribbono Shel Olam that everything belongs to him. And your Hatzlocha is his Hatzlocha. But it's controlled by Torah. Because on that day I start counting. And I show my chashivas for Torah. When it goes hand in hand, then there's Hatzlocha. Then you can have your own field. You can live in Eretz Yisrael. And no problem. But the minute that the produce becomes the Ikka, and the counting goes out the window, and the Chashivas for Torah goes out the window, then you're left with no field anymore. Today we don't have any fields. We don't have anything to count. We start counting on a day where they used to cut the fields. Because we're in Golos. Because we were thrown out of Eretz Yisrael because we didn't go with Torah. Torah wasn't an Ikke in our lives, even when we were Matzliach in Panosa. Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'll give you Hatzlocha. But it goes hand in hand. And therefore, every time this Tkufa comes by, when Klal Yisrael was in such a matzav, where Panosa took over, when people were matzliach with Panosa, and it took over the chashivas for Torah, Ribbono Shel Olam sent his messages. And it started with the Churban. Because today we're in Golos, and we don't have the same simcha of Hatzlocha and Panosa as we had in Bizvan HaMikdosh. Because we don't count Torah with the Panosa. The reason why I say this is a lot of times Yeshiva Bocha sits in a yeshiva and he leaves the Zman to a certain extent, everybody to fear his Madrega, with a Cheshivas for Torah. Some sort of Cheshivas for Torah, some sort of outlook in the world that there's something more than just money, money, money. And yet we fall very quick, and I'm not talking about in the Maisa Avera, I'm talking about in the Machshava. In the Machshava we go back for Ben Azmanim, and we go out there and we work, and we can work 10 hours a day, 20 hours a day for the 10 bucks an hour. And we look around and we see the nice houses, and we see the two cars, and we see the three cars. And even if it's Azman, where people are complaining, it's not so good. But as teenagers, you're still blinded by what the eye sees. And we come back, and be'etzem, our whole hashkofa has been tainted. Our whole outlook on life. Yeah, it's choshev. Yeah, Avad, I know I have to go to yeshiva. I have to learn a bit. You know, I was born Jewish, Nebuch. But, you know, I'm waiting to get out to the real world. I'm waiting to make a few bucks. I'm dying for a good job. And we're tainted by what we see all around, by this Olam HaSheker. That is taka very moishach. Itaka is very pulling. It's moishach. And it's blinding. And then there comes the Sfiras HaEim. We come back to Yeshiva and there's a Sfiras HaEim. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Sfiras HaEim is not just counting. It's more than counting. It's miyem haviyachem es oima hatznufa. You want to know if you want to really be matzlichem panoso? You want to know where the hatzlocha lies? That's if you count sviras ha'oima. Miyem haviyachem es oima hatznufa. Meheichel, from the time where that sickle hits the tefuah, that's when you count. Meheichel chomish bekotzir. When you start cutting your produce, when you start enjoying your olam hazeh, when you start seeing your hatzlochim panoso, says the Torah, that's the day you start counting for your chashivas of Torah, because it goes hand in hand. You can't have hatzlocha, and any hatzlocha that you see is not the real hatzlocha. Real hatzlocha is when Torah and panoso go hand in hand. And if you want hatzlocha, hatzlocha doesn't mean how much money I made ben hazmanim. I want to know how much brocha there's in the money. How much money is sitting by you today? When a bocha turns around and says there's nothing left, I don't know where it went. It means Ribbono Shel Olam sending you a message. There wasn't enough of Sfiras HaEima while I was working. There wasn't enough chshivas for Torah while I was working for that money. I didn't put in enough. I didn't live the Torah life. I didn't learn the Torah life enough while I was working in order to have that hatzlocha, that the money should stay by me, that I should see hatzlocha. Hatzlocha is not making the money, it's holding on to the money. It's having the right hanor from the money. When it flies out the window before it even gets to your pocket, which happens to most of us, it doesn't make a difference how much you actually made. It's how much do you have. What did you do with it? Where did it go? It disappeared. I don't know. I can't explain to you, Rabbi. It just went. That's called a klala, not a bracha. That's pshat, the Ribbono Shel Olam sending you a message. It doesn't go unless it's hand in hand. Mehochel chomish akotzeh. When you start cutting the produce, when you start making panosah, when you have to go out there and make money, it goes hand in hand. Tisperu chamishim yom. That's when you start counting 50 days. Because Kabbalah's HaTorah goes with Panosah. Hatzlocha goes with Torah. It's not a stira. But when it goes hand in hand, says Ribbono Shel Olam, you'll have Hatzlocha. You'll have Hatzlocha. It goes hand in hand. And I'll send Hatzlocha. But when it's not hand in hand, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, and everybody has different simonim in Hashemayim. When he does the right thing, the Ribbono Shel Olam sends him. If you have to be back for Shabbos, the Ribbono Shel Olam sends a siyata d'shmaya, that because it's achshivas for Torah, I come back for this man, the Ribbono Shel Olam will make up for the loss. What's pshat? Because when Torah is part of your panosa, when it's part of the day-to-day living, when it's tisperu, every day I count another day because I'm showing my chashivas for Torah. But it's not a steer to making money. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't say don't sit and learn all day. The Ribbono Shel Olam says you've got to, Torah has to be the etzem of your life. There's times where I can't learn all day. I have to go out and make panosa, no problem. Don't throw it out the window. Don't throw out that chashivas to the window. Because you won't have brocha. And what you see as brocha doesn't always mean brocha. There's a lot of people living in beautiful houses and beautiful cars, and it's a klala for them. They're not happy. And who says it's not a klala when I lose it all? So I had it for 10 years, the klal is not even worth when I lose it? Was it worth all that work and living and working and sweating my guts out? I asked the gevir, he called me up, and I said to him, did you get the message? He says, what message? I said to him, how many hours a day are you learning now? He says, morning Seder, all morning. I said, oh, so you actually got the message? He says, yeah, I got the message. This is a guy that was making millions. Most of it he lost. He says, what a waste. What a waste. The best years of my life. I worked. Okay, so I gave my stalker. What do I have to show for it? Today, I've got a morning Seder. I'm steiging away. And I'm making good pan also. I got the message. Hatzlocha, the real Hatzlocha in today is dafka when it goes hand in hand. It's got to be mehochel chomesh bakotze. As soon as that knife hits the cutting of the corn, that is a moedike yom hasimcha. That is the day when I just made a big hit on the stocks. That's the day where I made a sale. Tishvaru chamishim yom. That's when you've got to start counting your 50 days for Kabbalah for Torah. That's the time where I've got to show my chashivas for Torah. With that simcha together. When it goes hand in hand, then there's hatzlocha. This is something which is so important. It doesn't always have to be in the lamaisa, but we get affected. We come back. And the tumas hagoyim, which is not the tumah that I'm talking about. I'm talking about, this is even a bigger tumah. This tumah of the money, the avodah zarah of the money. In God we trust is written on the dollar. That avodah zarah that America was the king of, which basically has been crushed totally. For one reason. Because we didn't go with the Tisperu Chamishim Yoyim. And this Ribbono Shel Olam showed us all the way through. That's why it's Yimei Hadin. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam's test during Sfira is, how much chashivas do I have for Torah? How much am I willing to give up? The same way that I give up for that extra $10. What do I do for Torah? Do I give up for Torah as much as I'm giving up? Do I sweat for Torah to understand the Tosfos as much as I sweat for a job? I'm willing to get up at 6, 7 in the morning for a job, but I can't get up during a Zman for a job for Torah? So you're telling the Ribbono Shel Olam what's more chashuv? That's why it's Yimei Hadin. This is the test. Shavuos, says the Shlach HaKadosh, is a Yom Hadin of how much Siyata Dishmaya you're going to have for Torah. What's the Yom Hadin about? This is the Elul for Torah. This is the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to see. How much chashivas do I show for Torah? Do I show the same chashivas for Torah as I show for the buck? That's what Sfira says I'm about. Mehochel chomish bakotze. Usvaltem lachem in mochras ha-shabbos. Miyem haviachem esayim ha-tzmufro. From that day when I'm matzliach and I made a good buck, tisperu, that's when I start counting. I show my chashivas for Torah the same way as I show my chashivas for the buck. And on that, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, when I come Shavuos by night, and I sit and learn, the Ribbono Shel Olam is dan, there's a din. How much Siyata Dishmaya does this guy deserve during the year? How much did he give up for Torah? How much did he show? Everybody needs Parnasa. But how much did he show? How much is he willing to give? Is how much I'm going to give him. The Hatzlocha goes hand in hand. And when it doesn't go hand in hand, and when there's no brocha in the money, take a look. Was I machshiv Torah? And when I'm machshiv Torah, when there's a chshivas for Torah, when there's a chshivas for limud Torah, when there's a tisperu, there'll be hatzlocha in panosah.